This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, if you heard me in hour number one, I gave my commentary, I read my commentary, called Here's What Republican Voters Believe In. It's a shame the GOP has no idea, and I'll be reading it again to start hour number three, which is 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock Pacific, so stay tuned for that. But one of the things I talked about in that commentary was the fact that Antifa would have killed the judges who overturned the election, and they all knew that. Your life would effectively be over for you, your spouse, and your children. Nobody would ever live down the fact that you overturned the election and took away a Democrat victory and gave it to a Republican. That was never going to happen. And you just don't understand how vicious these people are. Right now, there was an Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, pro-police back the blue rally set for Saturday, and it just got canceled moments ago after officials barred security fencing to protect the attendees from Antifa and BLM thugs. So the people going were so scared of saying out loud, I support the police, especially the guy who shot a girl who was going to kill two black girls. You'd think they'd be happy. You'd think they'd be on their knees going, thank you, police, you saved two black girls' lives. No, because the girl you shot is black, so that's all that matters. She's black, she's a criminal, she's a killer. That's all that matters. You killed a black person. But she was going to stab two people. That cop's a hero. So you can't even have a rally anymore because they won't allow you to protect yourself and cordon you off from Antifa and BLM. You know, it's really quite amazing. And I also mentioned in that commentary that Joe Biden is brain dead and has dementia and is a puppet. And today Joe Biden gave some remarks on Amtrak's 50th anniversary. This is how liberals think, by the way. Amtrak's 50th anniversary. You know how much money Amtrak has wasted for America in those 50 years? Do you have any idea how many billions and billions of dollars have been lost on Amtrak? Because that's what government does. It just wastes money and loses money, and that's it. And Amtrak was supposed to lose money for a couple of years, and it lost money forever. It's never made money. And so they don't mention that. I'm sure he was lauding Amtrak. But more importantly, Biden played the brain-dead man with dementia. Joe Biden delivered remarks on Amtrak's 50th anniversary in Philadelphia today, and as he spoke about his years taking the train from Delaware to D.C., he decided to share a bizarre story about his past interactions with an Amtrak conductor named Angelo. He mustered an accent as he told a story about an Amtrak contractor named Angelo who used to always grab his cheeks. And his word salad will make you question everything about Biden, his word salad. You have to listen to the words. Here's Biden. You know, if you think about it, when I was vice president with Barack, he allowed me to put together a budget for Amtrak, and it had money for a high-speed rail at 200 miles per hour from Charlotte, another line going from Florida down to Tampa, another line. If we had moved, we'd have that tunnel fixed in New York now. He doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't know what he's saying. Do you understand that? He says, and so think about it, Amtrak, Florida, down to Tampa. What the hell, Joe? What is he talking about? If you'd done it, you'd have the tunnel fixed in New York. Now, I don't really even know what he's saying. I have no idea. Nobody does. He obviously takes some dementia medication that's very strong. It puts you to sleep for a day or two. He takes that before, like, a debate with Trump or his speech, his State of the Union speech the other night in front of Congress. And then, you know, then they have to put him to beddy by with his diapers on for a couple days. So you can't do it every day. So when they don't give him that medicine, he doesn't know where he is, and he's completely disoriented. You know, the only thing he knows is that he's destroying America. I mean, I don't know that he knows that, but he's doing it. He is destroying America. With all the trouble at the border and all the people coming in by thousands an hour and all the people coming in with COVID and all the terrorists coming in, because we're going to have another 9/11 soon because of Joe Biden and the open border. But with all that going on, Biden cancels Pentagon funding for border wall construction ordered by President Trump. Can you imagine at this moment in time to cancel it? The Biden administration, not that it's a shock, not that it's a surprise to anybody, because we all knew it was going to happen, but the Biden administration announced Friday it's canceling Defense Department funding of the border wall ordered by President Trump. This is the latest move by Biden to stop wall construction short of that plan by Trump to secure the border with Mexico. Biden ordered a halt to review border wall construction upon taking office January 20th. The White House has since said they would consider filling gaps in the wall caused by the sudden stop but not completion. The DOD release today, Department of Defense release, regarding cancellation of border barrier project cancellation says today the Department of Defense released the following statement. Consistent with the President's proclamation, the Department of Defense is proceeding with canceling all border barrier construction projects paid for with funds originally intended for other military missions and functions such as schools for military children, overseas military construction projects, National Guard reserve equipment account, said Jamal Brown, deputy Pentagon spokesman. DOD has begun taking all necessary actions to cancel border barrier projects and to coordinate with interagency partners. Today's action reflects this administration's continued commitment to defending our nation and supporting our service members and our families. With this cancellation, unobligated military construction funds that have been diverted from the military construction projects will be used for previously deferred military construction projects, allowing those critical efforts to move forward. Yeah, right. Trump loved the military. Biden hates the military. And by the way, most military members hate Democrats and hate Biden. But suddenly he's the biggest military man in the world when you could spend the money on the military instead of spending it on a wall. You know, even though the wall is what protects you from needing the military to save America from domestic terrorists. And by the way, it's not going to go to any military projects. Stop lying. Stop lying. You're so full of crap. You know, it's going to go to, like, they're going to have some program for, like, minorities in the military. It's going to be like a defense fund for minorities and women in the military. I don't know what it's going to be. Whatever it's going to be, it's going to have nothing to do with the actual military because they're looking to weed all patriots out of the military and call them white extremists and white supremacists. Anyway, it's a sad state of commentary and a sad state of affairs. When you can't finish a wall. When every Democrat in America, every Democrat politician lives in a walled gated community or has a wall around their own personal house. But you can't have one around the country. Same with voter ID. Can't have voter ID, but doesn't everybody use ID to do everything, including every Democrat to get welfare and food stamps and 1,000 other government programs and Obamacare? If you want free health care, you got to show your ID. Everyone's got ID. You need ID to get into Anthem Country Club in Las Vegas, where I used to live. My neighbor was Harry Reid. He moved purposely into a community where you can't get by the front gate. It's walled and gated and has armed guards, and you can't get by the armed guard to the front gate unless you show your ID. And the signpost, it says that. Without ID, you cannot get into Anthem Country Club. So you see what incredible hypocrites. If you can live in a gated community, why can't the United States be gated? If you stop people from coming in who you don't want to come in, why can't the United States stop people from coming in who don't want to come in? Well, because every one of them is a Democrat voter. That's why. So Houston police today uncovered a disturbing scene. Dozens of people, about more than 90, trapped in a home on Chessington Drive in Houston after responding to a reported kidnapping call. They uncovered people trapped in the home. They received tips that prompted an all-night investigation that eventually led investigators to raid the home. We got into the house. We realized there were over 90 people inside. The department SWAT team entered the house. And the kidnapping investigation soon became a disturbing human smuggling case. Records show the address contains a 2,319-square-foot home with 5 bedrooms and 2 baths. Neighbors were unaware so many people were inside. It was being rented to a single man. Multiple people inside reported possible coronavirus symptoms, including fevers and loss of sense of smell. We're concerned they may have some positive COVID cases. Can you imagine 90 people using the same two bathrooms, five bedrooms, two baths, 90 people using two bathrooms, and they've got COVID. You know, you're not spreading a pandemic, letting illegals into the United States. Of course not. Of course not. Police called in the health department to screen for COVID-19 cases and were weighing quarantine options as the victims received medical care. U.S. Customs and Border says one in four victims of human trafficking or modern-day slavery are children, and the majority of forced laborers, including forced sex workers, are women and girls. This is definitely more of a smuggling thing, not a trafficking thing, they said. Only five females and over 85 males were found in the house. Well, you know, this is what I've been telling you. There's two kinds of things going on at the border. I've seen the videos where every single person walking by is a woman, and they're all pregnant. They're all pregnant. That's who's coming into the United States. Pregnant women to drop a baby, an anchor, and weigh us down. And then I've seen videos that show military age, teenage and 20-year-old men with tattoos all over their bodies, including their faces. Obviously all members of MS-13. So this, I'll bet you this group was the MS-13 group. You know, 80, 90 people, 85 of the men, I guarantee you. You know what those 85 men were doing to those five women? In close quarters? That must have been interesting for the women. This is what Joe Biden is encouraging. Human smuggling, slavery, sex of sex transportation, trafficking, prostitution, pedophilia, women being raped again and again and again to pay off their debt to the Mexican drug cartel, or bringing drugs in to pay off their debt to the Mexican drug cartel. Of course, smuggled in their bodies, where if the bag explodes with cocaine in it, they die. This is what Joe Biden's encouraging every day in our America. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I love this little meme I just got from one of my fans. 50 million kids being homeschooled in the homes of gun owners and not one school shooting. I guess it wasn't the guns after all. Think about that for a minute. Lots and lots of kids, millions, are home now. They've been home for a year, over a year. Mom and dad own guns. There's no school shootings. But when they go back to school, there's suddenly school shootings. Got nothing to do with the people whose parents own guns. It's got to do with bad kids. It's not the gun. It's got nothing to do with guns. It's got to do with the person holding the gun, who's mentally ill or evil. But you don't ban guns. It's like saying someone just stabbed my best friend in the head with a fork. And my best friend died. What a tragedy. We must ban forks. I mean, really? Someone just stuck a spoon in my best friend's eye. We've got to ban spoons. You're going to have to sip soup from a cup. It's so bizarre. You know, and how about you stab someone with a knife? You got to ban knives. You run over someone with a car. You got to literally ban cars. How come no one ever says any of those things? Only with guns do they blame the gun. But the fact is, anytime there's a bad situation and a good guy's there with a gun, you have a chance to stop it, nip it in the bud, save everyone's life. Like at that church in Texas a few years back. I remember the guy who was trained with a gun to protect the people at the church, the parishioners. Guy ran in to kill everybody and he shot him dead in like, you know, 5 seconds or less. Guy never got off shots, saved everyone's life. How could you want to ban guns? It makes no sense. Most people who have a gun are good people, and you want them carrying guns, you know? Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the founders of Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. People lose fat fast. They supercharge their energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. I am a witness. I am living proof. I'm a Vegas neon billboard, literally. I'm a Vegas guy, and I'm like a neon billboard. Because, you know, I took the first, just the first 88 days of their program, and now, of course, I'm well past that. But just in the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. Really amazing. And more importantly, people come up to me and say, wow, you don't even look like you anymore. You know, you look 10 years younger than the last time I saw you. You look so much thinner than the last time I saw you. What, did you lose 20 pounds? Well, no, I didn't. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, but I didn't lose 20 pounds. I gained 10 pounds of muscle. It's an amazing program. So now that you know your favorite host has had such incredible success at the age of 59 on this program, anybody could do well on this program. Go to energizedhealth.com, check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or just cut to the chase and call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention Warren, get 40% off, energizedhealth.com, or 888-444-8895, War gets you 40% off. Joe Biden flying thousands of border crossers into the U.S. without negative coronavirus tests or photo ID. This is what I've been telling you about for literally a couple of months now. The minute you cross over the border, they let you get on an airplane, a commercial flight, and go anywhere you want with a little sign that says, help me, I don't speak English. And they've got a little purse they're given by the government that has $2,500 in it. And they're allowed to get on any commercial flight without requiring them to test negative for COVID or show proof of ID, which means you could be putting terrorists on airplanes. They could blow up an airplane and kill everyone on it. And of course, they could kill them all with COVID or kill them all with whatever third world disease they have, TB, smallpox, polio. Just in the last 3 months, TSA has flown over 7,200 illegal immigrants on commercial airlines without photo IDs or a negative COVID test. The Biden administration is knowingly endangering the lives of American citizens, says Congressman August Pfluger. Duh, you think? I've been talking about this for months. They're releasing tens of thousands of border crossers into the U.S., many of whom eventually test positive for COVID and keep traveling into the nation's interior. Last week, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit against DHS, Department of Homeland Security, alleging the administration is creating a coronavirus crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border and potentially infecting Americans and Texans in particular with the virus by allowing border crossers to be exempted from testing and quarantine requirements. Why don't you hold them? Why don't you hold them for 2 weeks before you allow them in? So they don't poison the whole United States of America, get us all sick with COVID. It's just an amazing situation we're all enduring right now. Amazing. Who would do this? A madman. Only a madman. Joe Biden.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The TSA is extending the face mask requirements for all public modes of transportation, including air travel, until September 13th. This means masks will still be required at airports, onboard planes, on buses, and rail systems. TSA official Darby LaJoy is saying they will continue to work closely with the CDC to evaluate the need for these directives as more Americans get vaccinated for COVID-19. Federal agents are at a Southeast Texas home after over 90 human smuggling killing victims were discovered inside.
They basically, you know, are in there in their basic clothing and all huddled together. So that's what we saw when we got in.
Houston Assistant Police Chief Darren Edwards saying officers were extremely surprised to find dozens of people inside a two-story house in the city. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. By the way, this segment of my show is sponsored by War Raw, my podcast. Friday, we've got podcasts, but on weekends, we've got my best of the best podcast, which is my top 10 biggest stories of the week. For conservatives, it's out now. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer. For War Raw, where do you find it? Anywhere you download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts, it's there. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. You will love it. Go check it out. Got a great guest. I've been a guest on his show in New York. He's now on my show. Good guy running for the mayor of New York City. Wouldn't it be wonderful to get a Republican pro-law and order mayor of New York City, Curtis Sliwa, famous guy because he started the Guardian Angels. He is the CEO of the Guardian Angels. His website is Sliwa4NewYork.com. Sliwa, S-L-I-W-A, 4, F-O-R, New York, N-Y.com. And it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Curtis Sliwa, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you, buddy?
Oh, well, I'm going through the chills. I got to get the monkey off my back, having done talk radio for 30 years. But the day I announced on March 15th, all the Democrats said, unfair, he's got to be off the airwaves, FCC. So I've been going cold turkey ever since. So thanks for the opportunity for me to vent my spleen out to all of your listeners.
Well, you know, it's funny because my listeners are begging me to run for governor of Nevada, and the day I announced that I'm running for governor of Nevada, I'd be kicked off the air. So I knew that's exactly what happened. So I've been very careful not to make any announcements for anything because they take you off the air. So I know you're in withdrawals here, withdrawal symptoms, not being on the air. But you could talk about it right here. You can bleed your soul on the Wayne Allen Root Show, Curtis Sliwa. Tell us how bad New York is. You know, I'm a lifelong New Yorker. Then I moved to Las Vegas. How bad is New York nowadays?
Wayne, it's so bad that the official bird of the city of New York, the pigeon, the flying rats with wings, they have also left.
They left the building.
Right? They are like the cockroaches. You would figure the cockroaches, the rats, the pigeons, they're the last ones. No, even the pigeons have fled because this city is in lockdown. This city has a crime crisis. Drive-by shootings, police who have had $1 billion refunded from their budget, and people like AOC, all out crazy, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and her allies from the Democratic Socialists of America, those justice warriors, they're saying, not enough. We want to take an additional $3 billion from the police budget. In fact, we don't want police responding to most of the 911 calls. They are insane in the brain, and that's why I decided I had to get involved in this race because I'm the only candidate of the many running for mayor who actually not only wants to refund the police, I want to hire an additional 3,000 police and I want to turn them loose to do the job that they were trained to do so that they can lock up the crooks. And then I got to battle Andrew Evil Eyes Cuomo to make sure that they're remanded to jail, no bail, because we're in a no bail situation in which these predicate offenders are out in the street to do it again and again and again.
I want people to understand why I like Curtis Sliwa, because I've known of you for like 30 years now, because many, many years ago, I think you and I were about the same age, and I was a teenager going to Columbia University, 18 years old, a freshman at Columbia, and I think that was about the time that you started the Guardian Angels, and it's an organization where the volunteers wear red berets, they ride the subways in New York, and they protect law-abiding citizens, and now they have chapters in 13 countries and 100 cities, and guys like you are just crazy enough to put your life on the line without, you know, any salary, without the city providing guns or shields, without any life insurance, without any immunity protection. You guys are nuts, but I love what you do, and I always appreciated the hell out of you, so thank you, Curtis, for the Guardian Angels.
Well, and that's what we'll continue to do, not only here, but 13 countries, 130 cities. But I'm so happy you brought up Columbia University, because a lot of people said, Sliwa, how are you going to afford, since the city is on the cusp of going bankrupt because of Comrade Bill de Blasio, the part-time mayor of the dope from Park Slope, who has single-handedly taken a Miley Cyrus wrecking ball and destroyed the city that we both love and some of your listeners who are former expatriates of New York. But Wayne, I'm actually going to go after Columbia and NYU that pay no property taxes. They sit on endowments, Columbia, $11 billion, NYU, $5 billion. They're buying up property all throughout the area, taking it off the commercial property tax rolls, and I'm going to have a dedicated tax just to replace the $1 billion into the police budget and hire more cops. And guess who's going to pay for that? Columbia University at NYU. Aren't you so happy as an alumni? You're going to be supporting hiring more cops.
Well, you know what those kids are like. Look, I was, I'm very much like you, right? I was a blue-collar kid. I'm a son of a butcher, an SOB, right? And I wind up, the butcher's son goes to Columbia, gets in, and I love capitalism. I love America. I'm thinking, I just wrote my ticket. I'm going to be rich. Isn't America great? I got into Columbia. My ticket's written. And I meet all these crazy rich kids. None of them were sons of butchers. They were all sons of billionaires and millionaires. And they all hated America. They were all angry that they'd had white privilege their whole lives. And all they talked about was how America was an evil country. And they wanted to introduce socialism. They wanted to destroy America. So I have no love for Columbia. I've never met such revolting people in my entire life. It seems like every kid who ever goes to an Ivy League school, they're all rich kids, little rich spoiled brats, lucky sperm club, and they hate America because of all the great advantages they've been given. Sick people. They're mentally ill as far as I'm concerned, Curtis.
There's no doubt. And let's face it, they're part of the hipster millennial generation, and this new generation, Generation X, is coming up. And they never experienced tough times. And New York City went through extraordinarily bad tough times in the 70s, 80s,
70s.
And early 90s.
Yeah.
Right. Until Rudy Giuliani gave the city a badly needed colonic and got things back on track. So they have no idea what it used to be like. And I keep reminding them. I said, everything you are suggesting, that people don't pay rent, that they drive the landlords out. I said it was done in the 70s, and that's what led to abandonment, arson, gangs controlling whole sections of New York City. Are you insane in the brain? And they look at me as they're smoking their ropes of dope and saying, in a drug-induced psychosis, No, I live through it. I mean, top five times at the stem. I know how bad things can be. Why would you want to go backwards in time instead of taking advantage of what was with 20 years of Republicans as mayor? Now we have one Democrat who single-handedly has brought us back to the 70s, but they can't make the connection. So I'm going to have to pound away Wayne Allen Root, because clearly this generation, they could determine the outcome of the election because they're all part of the Yang Gang. Oh, yeah. I'm like, really? The Yang, he's a wannabe New Yorker. He spent almost no time here. He didn't know the difference between a bodega, a deli, and a grocery store. You know, he got his crib notes about understanding New York City. But that's where the battle will be won. It is, the polls right now indicate that Yang will be the Democratic nominee and I'll be the Republican nominee. And wouldn't you love that, Wayne?
I love it.
A real New Yorker, Curtis Sliwa, versus the poser, the fugazi, the wannabe New Yorker Yang, who wants to give everybody money that we don't have.
Oh, yeah, he wants universal income, Yang. He's one of those, right? I mean, he's probably an Ivy Leaguer. Is he like a little wussy from Columbia or Yale or Harvard? What was his deal? I'm sure he's Ivy League, right?
Not sure what school, but I will tell you
this. Stanford, maybe?
School of giving away our tax dollars that we don't have with no caveats. That means I'm going to give $1,000 to families in need. No restrictions. You want to go out, shoot dope, fentanyl, go for it. You want to drink, knockback. Drink morning, noon, and night, go for it. How crazy is this? You will feed the beast.
Here it is. Men and women need to
be able to shake themselves from.
Now you've got some information you can use on the campaign trail. I just Googled Andrew Yang. I came up with his Wikipedia page. He graduated Brown University and Columbia Law degree. There you have it, right there. It tells you everything you need to know about this guy. He's been around little rich kids his whole life, little elitist, spoiled brat, lucky sperm club liberals his whole life, and he doesn't know anything about the real world, and he thinks everything revolves around Brown and Columbia. Good luck to New York City after de Blasio to have a Brown Columbia guy running the show. Man, do we ever need a Curtis Sliwa, right? Let's talk about hate crimes real quick, because I talk about it on my show all the time. Is there a lot of Asian hate crimes? I guess there are. I don't know if there's more than there's ever been in history around the country or in New York City, but the ones I see, it's not Trump people and Republicans. I love Asians. Hey, I'm Jewish. I eat Chinese food every night. I don't hate Asians, but it seems like it's all minorities attacking Asians. So Democrats make it like it's hate from white supremacists. No, it's not. There seems like there's a problem with minorities mugging and hurting Asians. That's what Asian hate crime is it not?
No, Wayne, so the reason I can't get a seat at a Chinese restaurant on Sunday night is because
of me.
Your tribe.
That's it, my tribe. We own the Chinese night, I'm telling you.
Right, but really what this comes down to is, because I'm right in the forefront of this, we've been patrolling Chinese communities, Asian communities for the past year.
Good people.
It's
good
all
people.
All the emotionally disturbed persons that are released into the streets. A lot of these folks could be in mental facilities, psychiatric facilities, getting their meds. And what they do is they see Asians and they hear so much in the news about Asians. It's what happened two Hanukkahs ago when they were attacking Jews. The same thing.
Hey, Curtis, I got to interrupt you because we're on the head for the break. You know the way radio works. Let me give you a website. SliwaForNewYork.com. Wayne Root says, here's a guy to send some money to. We want to clean up New York. I want to say Mayor Curtis Sliwa. I want to say my buddy's the mayor of New York City. SliwaForNewYork.com. Kick Yang's ass. Okay, Curtis? I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allyn, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, builds your immune system, super boost immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR50. Additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, you know, I talk all the time about how I believe the election was stolen. I really do believe the election was stolen. I don't believe, I know the election was stolen. I know the election was stolen. And, it's interesting because then I saw the new census that came out that, you know, apportions seats in Congress and electoral votes. And even though all the liberal states lost here or there one congressional seat and maybe one electoral vote too, and Texas gained a couple and Florida gained one and North Carolina gained one, you know, those are all basically Republican states gained one or two here or there. Democrats lost one or two here or there, but it wasn't a lot. I mean, not one Democrat state picked up any, but it wasn't a lot. And I thought to myself, this doesn't look right. Every Republican on earth or every person on earth with a brain, they don't have to be a Republican. They could be independent. They could be, you know, right center Democrats, blue dog Democrats. Everybody's running from California, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Illinois, Maryland, they're all leaking vessels, right? They're sinking ships. They're the Poseidon Adventure. They're Titanic. Democrat states are the Titanic. Everybody's getting out, and yet they barely lost any seats. Doesn't make sense. And all of a sudden it occurred to me in the last day or two that maybe it's fraud. Maybe they cheated with the census count the same exact way they cheated on the election. That's fraudulent counting. They figured out a way to game the system. They rigged it like they did with the election. And sure enough, the Wall Street Journal put out a commentary the other day saying an investigation needs to happen. This doesn't make any sense. And now GOP Congress people say there's something wrong with the census numbers, and they've sent a letter to Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo questioning the Biden administration on alleged political interference in the census. It doesn't look right. More than a dozen House Republicans Friday are questioning Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, she's probably the criminal, on whether there was any political interference in the final census numbers used to decide how many House members each state will get for the coming decade. The letter obtained by Fox News is led by Representative James Comer, Kentucky, ranking member on the House Oversight Committee. The Republican House member cited gaps between the number of House seats some right-leaning states were projected to gain and some left-leaning states were projected to lose. And then the final results were announced this week. And they told Raimondo, overseeing the Census Bureau, that they have questions about the methodology and the role the Biden White House may have played in releasing these numbers. They wrote the apportionment population results released by the Census Bureau are strikingly different from the population evaluation estimates released just months ago on December 22nd, 2020. Remarkably, the differences benefit traditionally blue states, which gained population compared to the estimates, over red states, which tended to lose population compared to the estimates. Really? Do you really believe any blue states did better than projected, and red states all happen to do worse than projected? For example, New York, the census estimated when Trump was president, December of 2020, Trump's still president, and the census estimate is New York's going to have a population of 19.3 million. Instead, the new numbers come out, the real numbers, not the estimate. New York suddenly has 20.2 million. Which means they gained 900,000 people more than the estimate, which is, the estimates are usually exactly right. Likewise, states such as New Jersey and Illinois experienced large population increases of hundreds of thousands of individuals compared to the December estimates, while some states just happened to experience large decreases from the December estimates. Arizona, Florida, and Texas. Arizona didn't even gain a seat. Can you believe it? Arizona's growing like crazy. Didn't gain a seat. Nevada growing like crazy. Didn't gain a seat. The House Republicans' letter was the first high-profile allegation that the Biden administration may have interfered with the census. The letter is signed by Jim Jordan, Jody Heiss, Glenn Grothman, Michael Cloud, Ralph Norman, Paul Gosar, Virginia Fox, Bob Gibbs, Clay Higgins, Fred Keller, Andy Biggs, Andrew Kyle, Scott Franklin, Jake LaTurner, Yvonne Harrell, and Byron Donalds. According to some estimates, Texas was set to gain 3 seats, but it only gained 2. New York was projected to be on the edge of losing 2 House seats. It only lost 1, but was 89 residents short of not losing any. According to the Census Bureau, the differences between the estimates the Republican members cite and the final census results are typically interpreted as an error in the estimates and used to inform research and methodological improvements over the decade. But Comer and other Republicans ask Raimondo if the break between estimates and the census results may be the result of something else, political interference. They've asked Raimondo for a trove of documents, including communication between the Census Bureau and the White House, and whether the counting of illegal aliens in the congressional apportionment may have had the effect on the final result. Past counts have counted illegal aliens. Of course they counted illegal aliens. That's how New York and California got so much bigger. There's no real people moving into New York and California. They're all leaving. Real Americans are leaving New York and California, and illegal aliens are moving in. Why should they count in the census? Coming up next, in hour number 3, I'll lead off with my commentary, what Republican voters really believe in.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
3.